With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steele. Reaction continues to be mixed to the Farm Bill framework released by Senate Ag Committee Ranking Member John Boozman. Farm Credit Council applauded Senate Ag leaders for putting out ideas to move the Farm Bill forward. FCC President and CEO Todd Van Hoos says economic conditions in agriculture are tightening and America's farmers and ranchers need the certainty of a five-year Farm Bill, and we need that certainty this year. The National Association of Conservation Districts supported Boozman's framework, noting that it supports their top farm bill request by calling for the incorporation of all remaining Inflation Reduction Act conservation investments into the conservation title of the bill. Response from Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow was more mixed, saying that she and Boozman have had many conversations about getting ideas on paper and that this is a welcome development and now it's time to do the hard work. Former Oregon Representative Greg Walden is calling on Congress to increase federal support for sustainable aviation fuel production. The former House Energy and Commerce Committee chair says the U.S. is within reach of realizing truly transformative innovations in energy like SAF that will increase domestic production, further U.S. energy security, and create new markets for industries like aviation that are essential to our economy. The next few years are critically important for the future of SAF, yet significant economic barriers are preventing the immediate expansion of SAF, Walden says. Demand for SAF already far exceeds the supply, and the relatively limited amount of SAF currently available is much more expensive than conventional jet fuel. Despite tax credits and other government support, more longer-term federal assistance is needed. Seeing market opportunities, other nations are boosting production, imposing SAF mandates, and producing supply in their attempts to corner the SAF market. The June World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report says the 2024-2025 U.S. corn outlook is unchanged relative to last month. The season average price received by producers remains at $4.40 a bushel. The USDA will release its acreage report on June 28th, which will provide survey-based indications of planted and harvested areas. The soybean outlook includes higher beginning and ending stocks with increased supplies and no use changes. Soybean ending stocks are predicted at 455 million bushels. That's up by 10 million. The soybean price is forecast at $11.20 per bushel, unchanged from last month. The June wheat outlook is for larger supplies, unchanged domestic use, increased exports, and lower stocks. Supplies are raised as wheat production is forecast near 1.9 billion bushels. That's up 17 million from last month. Ending stocks are lowered slightly from last month, but still significantly higher than last year at 758 million bushels. The season average price on wheat is $6.50. Iowa Corn is the entitlement partner for the first ever NASCAR Cup Series race in the state, happening this weekend in Newton, Iowa. The Iowa Corn 350, powered by ethanol, will showcase the performance of ethanol at the fastest short track on the planet, which is surrounded by cornfields. As a farmer, seeing NASCAR run on ethanol is a proud moment, says Iowa farmer Stan Nelson, also the president of the Iowa Corn Promotion Board. Gearing up for the weekend ahead, he's pleased to share with the NASCAR family how we utilize higher blends of ethanol to make a sustainable difference every day with a cleaner burning, more affordable fuel option at the pump. The Iowa Corn 350, powered by ethanol, is at 6 p.m. this Sunday, and it'll be shown on the USA Network. It's the inaugural NASCAR Cup Series race at the Iowa Speedway. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.